It's Wisconsin's most complete farm show. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, we're warming up a little bit for the weekend, but back into cooler temperatures come Monday. I'm Pam Yonke. Welcome in, everybody, for a Friday. Look for sunshine today, 57 our expected high. Some clouds tomorrow and 56. Sunday will bounce up to a high of 58 under partly cloudy skies. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, joins us shortly with your weather update.
Boost agriculture production in 2021 by optimizing operations with Focus on Energy.
Focus on Energy partners with Wisconsin utilities to offer farmers the resources to identify energy efficiency upgrades and cash incentives to make it happen.
Get started today by contacting your energy advisor. Call 888-623-2146 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, helping farmers grow since 2001.
Everyone at the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board lives and breathes Wisconsin soybeans and can be your knowledgeable ally in the field and at home. With important grower alerts, timely production advice and industry news, and expert-generated grower research, we are the resource to help your crop and business thrive. Stay in the know and connect with the Wisconsin soybean community by finding Badger Bean on Facebook or by visiting badgerbean.com.
We need you and your rain gauge. It's time for the Rural Mutual Rainfall Report, and we need you to text your rainfall reports to 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Be sure and include your name and where you're reporting from, because every month we'll pick a winner that will get a digital weather station courtesy of the Midwest Farm Report and Rural Mutual Insurance. Premiums paid here, stay here to keep Wisconsin strong.
The pandemic has set back many businesses. Bob Bosel here at the northern end of the world's longest barn. But there are other people that have been very creative about creating businesses. And, of course, everybody likes potato chips. So one of those businesses that turns out to be kind of successful is going on now down in southern Wisconsin. And, Josh, you talked to the guy that started it. What's it all about?
Bob, it's a story that I did not see coming until I found out about it with some friends sharing some stuff on social media. The gentleman's name is Michael Moeller, and he is the founder of the Milwaukee Chip Company. Josh Scramlin here at the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And Mike's plan was get a lot of stuff done during the pandemic. So he decided that he was going to create his own potato chips. Now, he said that the original potato chip has been done time and time again. So how do you put a Wisconsin spin on it? He found out that Wisconsin, like we've talked about many, many times on this show, is one of the number one producers in the entire country for potatoes. So how could we take Wisconsin's potato industry and bring it to the masses in cities such as Milwaukee?
Yeah, so I founded Milwaukee Chip Company in March 2020 with the idea of making a locally made potato chip, something small batch, handcrafted, freshly made, and just different from the mass market potato chips you find on the shelves right now.
And something that struck me with your business in particular is that your big thing is that you wanted to use local potatoes to make the chips. So did you know prior to getting into this business venture, did you know that Wisconsin was such a huge potato producer, or was that new info?
That was new information for me. So I knew that I wanted to make a locally made potato chip. And then, you know, striving to become as local as possible, I started trying to figure out, you know, what local things can I incorporate into it? And during my research, I discovered that Wisconsin is a top five potato producer in the United States. I think it's something like 3.2 billion pounds a year. So at that point, I started looking up all of the potato farms in the state and called a whole bunch of them with a list of questions and found Oak Ray eventually.
Yeah. And we're going to get to the specific farm in a second. But I mean, I find that fascinating. So you actually just called these farms, like cold called these farms, and asked them all sorts of questions about potatoes.
Absolutely. So I had a list of questions about the varieties, the seasonality, and also just a bunch of questions about what do you guys recommend? I'm new to this. I want to tap into your expertise. So I called all these farms, and, you know, they kind of took me to school on the different varieties that we have up here, the seasonality aspects, things like starch content and specific gravity. They really taught me a whole lot. And then I started to hone in on, you know, what are those those things that are most important to my business. Things like, you know, having that variety of potato available year round, you know, logistics that fit with my business. It's a really small shop right now. It's just me and one employee, and I needed, you know, a farm that could grow with me, but also serve me when I'm really small like this.
The information that you got from the Wisconsin potato farmers, the insights that they gave you, how much of an influence did their words have on your business?
Oh, it was so helpful. I really went into this not knowing much about potatoes besides the different names of some of the varieties, you know, and through the magic of the internet, I started to learn more. But it was really those conversations with the farmers here in Wisconsin that helped me hone in on what I needed to do. You know, they walked me through, hey, here are the potatoes that all the big guys use, and this is why they use them, and try these out. You know, here's some other potatoes. They're going to be more difficult to fry for these reasons, but here's some things that you could do to address that. They really helped shape the business. You know, I started this initially not dead set on a specific variety of potato. This business is really the result of a whole bunch of trial and error. But if it weren't for all the knowledge given to me by the Wisconsin farming community, it would have taken me twice as long to figure this out. And I don't know that I'd even have like the right potato right now.
So where are you actually getting your potatoes from?
So I get my potatoes from Okray Family Farms in Plover, just outside of Stevens Point.
And what variety of potatoes are you buying from the farm to use for your chips?
So I ended up going with a russet. You know, it's not the typical potato. Most potato chip manufacturers use a white potato, usually a superior from what I understand, which are much easier to fry, much more consistent. But, you know, the russet is more challenging, but the reward is worth it. A properly made russet potato chip really hits on savory notes and just has this kind of bouquet of flavors that you don't find with a normal, more blonde potato chip. You know, I really wanted to do something different. If you want a blonde potato chip, that's been perfected. There are a lot of people doing a great job at that. I knew that in order for me to earn a spot in the market, I had to do something different. And by using a Wisconsin-grown russet potato that I'm picking up right from the farm, I feel like I'm bringing something unique to the market.
Absolutely. And tell me what your chip-making process looks like.
Oh, all right. So, you know, I'll start by saying one of the ways I picked potato chips is there are only so many variables in the process. You know, there are only so many different ways that you can make it. But, you know, I pick up the potatoes. We wash the potatoes. We slice them. We rinse them. There's a secret step or two before they go into the fry oil. I use 100% canola oil, 0 grams trans fat. Pull them out of the oil and season them. Everything's by hand. Every step of it is by hand. You know, they are hand washed, hand sliced, hand rinsed, hand fried, hand seasoned, hand bagged. There is not a more lovingly made potato chip that I can think of.
And how long did it take you to actually perfect that process?
Oh, 12 months. Absolutely. I spent summer 2020 doing nothing but making potato chips. I probably tried 1,000 different varieties. I actually, this is kind of embarrassing, but I founded the LLC before having made a potato chip myself. I was so dead set on this that I went, you know what, I bet I can figure this out. And there was a whole bunch of trial and error, but I basically brute forced it by trying every potato chip recipe I could find, watching every video about potato chip making, about potato chip manufacturing, everything I could find, academic articles, how-to articles, things from chefs, things from food processing plants, basically just found all the information I could and just made batch after batch after batch of potato chips, and each time getting a little bit closer to the right recipe and the right process. But it almost took the full 12 months to really settle on this thing. I'll tell you, the first 6 months, the potato chips I was making were not sellable. There were some frustrating portions in the some frustrating times during that product development process. It can be very challenging, but you know, the support from the guys up at Okray and encouragement from the food scene down here in Milwaukee helped motivate me to stay determined and keep working at it. And the product that I have right now, I'm really happy with. It's a lightly seasoned potato chip. There's a little bit of onion powder, a little bit of garlic powder, a pinch of sugar, a couple secret ingredients. And it's just a well-balanced potato chip that people seem to enjoy. I'm actually having trouble keeping up with demand right now.
Well, that is great news. I'm so glad to hear that. Something I noticed about your packaging is that you have the Something Special from Wisconsin sticker on your bag. And that's something that we talk about on this show often.
You are so right. You know, I'm really glad that you brought that up, because the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection runs that Something Special from Wisconsin program, and I think it's a really special program. I was really excited to qualify for it through my partnership with Okra, and they really make the process pretty easy. I thought it was going to be some, you know, long, drawn-out bureaucratic thing, and it really wasn't. You know, as long as you're doing the stuff and you're using Wisconsin ingredients, they make it pretty easy. And I think it's a really great program just to highlight things. And it's such a recognizable little label that I know as a consumer, I associate with quality local products. You know, is usually maple syrup is the thing that I buy with the Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. But I feel very flattered and privileged to put that very important sticker on my bag.
This is more of an observation than a question, but I feel like you are in a really unique position to share Wisconsin's agricultural story in an area where it doesn't get told a whole lot outside of the Wisconsin State Fair. You're in Milwaukee. You can share that story and connect consumers with producers.
I totally agree. You know, I've lived right here in the city for 7 or 8 years, and you know, you kind of get pulled into that bubble. I'll admit that most of my experiences outside of the city are at the state parks. I'm an avid outdoors person. We have a fantastic state park system here. But for a lot of people, even food enthusiasts in the city, they don't realize the bounty of gifts that we have here in Wisconsin. They don't realize how much fantastic, high-quality food is being made right here, not that far outside of the city. I mean, there is just beautiful farmland all over this state, and really the drive up to Plover and back every week or two, it's a really nice drive. It's just a really beautiful part of the state to drive through.
That is Michael Moeller, and he is the founder of the Milwaukee Chip Company. That is a brand new potato chip company that hasn't been selling chips for more than a month. But what makes Michael's business unique is that he did some very deep dive research into Wisconsin's potato industry, asked farmers for help, and is now making trips from Milwaukee up to Plover to get fresh potatoes every week or two, taking them back to Milwaukee and selling those fresh chips. They are not available for wide distribution at the moment, but he's working on that. We'll keep you updated on this story as it evolves. And for the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Josh Scramlin.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Monona Plumbing and Fire Protection, a name you can trust when service is a must.
Monona Plumbing and Fire Protection is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for all your residential and commercial plumbing services. From installation, repairs, and maintenance to complete sewer and drain cleaning, we've got you covered. Visit MononaPFP.com.
Monona Plumbing and Fire Protection, a name you can trust when service is a must.
I'm Tom Spitz.
And I'm David Fink of Settlers Bank.
We've built our bank around simple solutions and easy access. Did you know you don't even have to come into the bank to bank with us?
Did you know that every Settlers Bank debit card holder has fee-free access to cash at any ATM in the United States? It's been free since the day we opened our doors.
Settlers Bank, timely decisions, people you know.
Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, I'm Tim O'Brien, owner of The Healthy Place. Every couple of months, we have a store-wide sale. Stop in this week for 25% off Monday through Saturday. Stop pain, reduce stress, get deeper sleep, and find your healthy place with natural supplements. After doing this for 17 years, I have never been so passionate about educating our communities on natural alternatives that work. Stock up on all your favorite supplements this week with 25% off through Saturday. My mission is to never stop searching for more effective ways to help you find your healthy place. Connect with our wellness consultants through our live chat feature on our website. Prefer curbside pickup? We got it. Live in Dane County? Enjoy free same-day delivery if you order by phone or online by 2 p.m. Free shipping everywhere else. How can we help? Expertise and supplements that work with 25% off this week through Saturday. Stop in one of our four locations or visit us online at findyourhealthyplace.com. The Healthy Place.
Connecting producers and consumers one story at a time. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Time for your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Stumach Ag Meteorologist joining us live this morning. I wanted to make sure that I pointed out for folks, today is the last day for assistant Josh Scramlin. He's taking a little bit of sabbatical, going to go back to the home farm in Michigan and work some things through over there. But we're going to miss him, that's for sure. If you get a chance and want to send Josh a little farewell note, it's josh.scramlin, S-C-R-A-M-L-I-N, at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stumach along with us. Yeah, you know, sometimes you just got to go home to take care of things. So we're hoping Josh will be back by maybe the Wisconsin State Fair. Not necessarily fair-like weather out there this morning.
No, not that, but it's another big day, Pam. Today is the day. Lacrosse's normal high as of today. Now heading into the summer, will never be below 60 degrees.
Woohoo! Fanfare for lacrosse. What about the rest of us?
Well, the rest of us are in the upper 50s yet, but we'll catch up pretty quickly. So, you know, we're supposed to be warmer now, and that's not going to be the case. Although the weekend doesn't sound too bad, it's not going to be at that normal level. A little cooler, no doubt. We're pretty quiet. High pressure is strengthening into the west. There's no precipitation. We'll be worrying about a little rain, snow in South Dakota and Nebraska, some rain down in Kansas and into southern Missouri. That stays clear and away from us. A weak cool front drops in late in the weekend and could lead to a little rain shower activity a bit later Monday here or into Monday night. Maybe some snowflakes way up north. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Farming is tough enough, as you know. Your 2021 Planted Acres report doesn't have to be.
With TopCon's data management platform, TAP, you can submit your Planted Acres report right from your computer. And you don't have to have any TopCon gear in your tractors.
Signing up is free.
And TopCon's TAP can handle your planting data electronically from any of the major planting solutions available.
Learn more at CropReporting.com.
It's that easy.
All righty, Stu, go ahead with that forecast.
All right, the Compure Financial Ag Weather Forecast. Mostly sunny today. A lot of us mid to upper 50s, 57 or 58 in the west, 55 in the east. The north wind's about 5 to 10. Overnight, partly cloudy. We cool again, lower 30s, 32, 34. And the north winds will be pretty light, about 5. Partly sunny Saturday, a fine day. Again, in the upper 50s, 55 to 58 or so. The north wind's about 5. Partly sunny Sunday in the upper 50s with the west winds about 5. And like I said, Pam, late Sunday night on into Monday, a little scattered shower activity possible. And we stay a little cooler, unfortunately, by Tuesday, back to the 40s for highs, at least for one day.
Are we going to have any measurable rain coming up next week, or is it just going to stay cool but dry?
Cool but fairly dry. That little sprinkly stuff Monday, you know, 10th of an inch or less, and maybe a small chance late in between, just kind of cool.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead and send Josh a little goodbye note, would you, if you think of it this morning?
Should have thought and sent him a pair of work gloves.
Yeah, I think his dad's already got that in mind. So, all right, buddy, have a good weekend. We'll catch up with you on Monday.
All right, see you then.
All right, sounds good. Stumach Ag Meteorologist. Yeah, his dad's already taken care of that from what I understand. Anyhow, let's talk a little bit about your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Remember, Compure Financial is your financial partner. Committed to agriculture and rural America, we remind you to go see them at Compure.com. And like I said, if you get a chance to wish Josh good luck heading back to the home farm in Michigan for a little while, we hope that he'll rejoin us sometimes later this summer. But you know how it goes. Sometimes on the farm, you got to get back to the farm to take care of business. You can send him an email, Josh Scramlin, C-S-C-R-A-M-L-I-N, at MidwestFarmReport.com, and wish him well as he heads back home.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
What have we here? Crackers. At least I think they are. They're in a cellophane wrapper. There are two of them. Crackers always travel in pairs. They snap like crackers. Crumble like them, too. 9 out of 10 cracker eaters would give them a positive ID. But these aren't crackers. They're dinner. Jim Krevick's for 5 days straight. There are people like Jim all across Madison. And because the need is there, so are we. This year, we'll supply people like Jim over $950,000 in food through Dane County's busiest food pantry. Just one part of the more than $1.4 million in clothing, shelter, furniture, and other goods and services we provide. We're St. Vincent de Paul, helping our neighbors in need.
Prairie Exteriors, now that's impressive. The roofing, gutter, siding, and window team. Transform the look of your home. Superior service without compromising. Online at PrairieExteriors.com. Prairie Exteriors, now that's impressive.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our focus on exceptional client experience is at the heart of everything we do. And our financial team will help make every step easy and convenient. See why our clients trust us to make their goals possible.
Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
How is it that we can have smoker's lines without ever smoking?
A skincare minute with skincare expert Michelle Neeson.
Smokers or lip lines can occur not only because of smoking, but other factors, such as talking, drinking from a straw, genetics, and age-related fat loss. The most simple and effective treatment for this problem is a combination of dermal fillers such as Juvederm, which can smooth and fill those fine lines as well as hydrate the lips. Also, a neuromodulator such as Botox can be used in small amounts to relax those pursing muscles. At Rejuvenation Clinic of Sauk Prairie, this treatment results in a natural, more youthful appearance of the mouth and often lasts a year or longer.
Let your natural beauty shine through.
Visit us at rejuvenationclinicofsaukprairie.com.
When you're having your vehicle worked on,
the last thing you want to hear is, trust me, it's bad.
Tom and Tom of Tom's Auto Center.
At Tom's Auto Center, we'll show you the proof of the matter.
We share photos of damaged or loose parts that's causing the problem,
so you know exactly what you're paying for.
Tom'sAutoCenter.com.
Tom's Auto Center. Do the get or fix, get or done to get you going, guys.
Off Highway 51 in McFarland, a stone's throw from McDonald's.
When it comes to putting a room together, I'm brilliant.
No idea where you come up with these things. You didn't put the room together.
I can just scribble an idea down on a piece of paper and voila!
You drew the room and handed it to a lazy boy interior designer.
I don't know how I do it. These ideas just come to me.
Your idea was to go to Lazy Boy. That's all anyone has to do.
I mean, I'm not bragging.
You're totally bragging.
But a little planning and you could have a home that looks like this.
Anybody can do that. It just takes a simple meeting with a Lazy Boy interior designer. It takes about an hour, then they take it from there.
It just feels good to have it all come together like this. I can finally put my feet up and relax.
You've had your feet up the whole time.
It's time to order your custom designs for summer delivery. Lazy decorators love Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Madison. East Springs Drive near Easttown Mall.
The River Food Pantry, Dane County's busiest food pantry, celebrates 15 years of caring, compassion, and community. The River's Birthday Bash is Saturday, May 15th, with music, raffles, food, drinks, and goodie bags all served curbside. You'll take home a beautiful meal, enjoy music, a wine pull, and raffle, all from the safety of your car, and all while supporting Dane County families facing food insecurity. Go to riverfoodpantry.org for tickets. Celebrating 15 years of caring, compassion, and community. riverfoodpantry.org.
We woke up this morning and we chose violence.
Oh.
Good morning, RJ.
I was going to say humping, but...
Oh, no. We woke up this morning and we chose... We'll hump later. Not us. Hump day later. We woke up this morning and chose violence. Inspired by the Cubs last night. It's funny because we're obviously looking at one way. And, you know, Cubs fans are looking at the other way. I got a guy, B-Rail, up in Eau Claire on Twitch. He goes, he is hot today. Because if you don't control throwing inside, then you don't do it. Talking about Brandon Woodruff, who did hit Contreras first in the fourth inning. What? By the way, good morning, RJ.
He took a swing at a ball that was over the plate. You can even go watch that.
Yes.
There is no... His hips came all the way through. Just because you didn't break your wrists doesn't mean it wasn't a swing.
That was a very close strike.
They called the swing on the exact same swing in McKinney later in the game. That was a strike.
I'll give the benefit of the doubt to the umpire on that one, but it was close. But again, like you just said, almost swung.
Yeah.
You're not almost swinging at something that is coming right at you, meant to hit you.
No.
So then there's this. I would say B-Rail says if you can't pitch inside, don't do it. Well, if you can't pitch, I'm going to use the same words. If you can't pitch inside, don't do it. Because how would you consider this?
Well, if you don't like people coming in on you when they pitch in, don't stand on the plate.
So would you say Ryan Tepera then was coming in on Brandon Woodruff, but he can't control his inside pitch because he threw behind him then?
I think it's because Woodruff was crowding the plate, so he couldn't hit him, it ended up behind him.
All right, here, listen to this. This comes from the TV broadcast. So listen to this here. As Brandon Woodruff is up to bat, and this is in the fifth inning after Contreras had been hit on an inside pitch, or Tepera is literally hanging his elbow over the strike zone. The pitch before Woody hit him, Contreras, you can see it on the broadcast, he's literally trying to get hit by the pitch. But then what if Woodruff comes up in the fifth inning, and then Tepera, Cubs reliever, is on the mound, and then this happens right here.
Right behind him.
Really? Yeah, that's good.
You see Brandon Woodruff talking to Ryan Tepera.
I mean, really? You're going to do that?
Well, now Contreras is getting into the middle of it.
Now Rizzo's coming in.
See Rizzo and Woodruff talking to one another.
Anthony Rizzo has one of the most punchable faces in all professional sports.
Well, Anthony Rizzo had no business being in on that conversation. I don't care if he's the captain. That's obviously between Contreras, Woodruff, and the pitcher.
Yeah, if you need your captain to step in that situation and defend you, sorry, but I don't respect you as a man anymore.
I mean, you're just looking at Tepera's pitch here. It is beyond Bush League. He's throwing at Woody's like knee area behind him.
It's not like this is hockey where you have enforcers step in or the captain step in to try to cool things out.
Yeah.
At least in hockey, the captain comes over and is just like, you know, if you want to drop gloves, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, at least in hockey, they get to put it to bed because you're going to have two guys going at it.
Right.
Or it's going to be a line brawl.
So today, I'm curious to see what happens because both teams were just warned. The umpire comes over and he puts his arm on Woody's shoulder and he just starts like patting him and he's like, just calm down. Gives him a little.
Here's the thing. In that same situation,
he's like patting his shoulder.
If Woody does that to the ump, he gets tossed for touching the ump.
Yeah. And Anthony Rizzo comes down.
Go both ways. Even
Anthony Rizzo starts
like
jawing,
that.
And he starts throwing his arms up. Yeah. Like, what?
How can Mike Estabrook, the guy that was umpiring, be the one to step in front of Woody when the pitcher just threw behind him?
Yeah, that's in any other situation, and outside of Cubs media and Cubs fans, every at least Twitter blue check mark is saying that's Bush League by the Cubs. Wilson Contreras is trying to get hit by pitches. Now, the weird thing is all the headlines are after Brewers hit Contreras, he gets revenge.
Yeah. Oh, wait, here. I'll go to the recap. Well, this is on ESPN. So,
but on Twitter, all the blue check marks, even the ones who work for ESPN, the works for CBS, works for whoever is posting these big articles and are not talking about the whole situation. Everybody is saying Wilson Contreras is basically a little baby who crowds the plate, tries to get hit. Then when he does, he whines, moans, and thinks there's a vendetta.
Because we know your barn smells like money. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Partly sunny skies on the way today. We're not going to get real warm. Right around 57 our expected high. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 56. Sunday, partly sunny, up to 58 degrees. But don't get too excited. By the time we get to Monday, we'll see a daytime high of 46. Tuesday, daytime high, 44 degrees. I'm Pam Youngke. Now, from the Landmark Services Cooperative Agri News Desk, here's what's happening on a Friday. So today, the 16th day of April. On this day, back in 1964, the Rolling Stones released their debut album. They released it in the United States, but they had to add the extra title, England's Newest Hitmakers, to catch attention and move up the charts. That was on this day, back in 1964. On this day, in 1962... Walter Cronkite began as anchor of the CBS Evening News. And on this day in 1944, the battleship USS Wisconsin was commissioned. Now remember, that battleship has a really interesting history. It was commissioned in 1944 and saw active duty during World War II. Then they decommissioned it in 1948 and recommissioned it in 1951 for the Korean War. The USS Wisconsin, now a part of a museum display down in Norfolk, Virginia. And I've been there. It's excellent. So now you know. Well, we want you to know, we announced it this week. USDA has announced that the Farmers to Families Food Box Program is going away. That Farmers to Families Food Box Program had distributed more than 150 million food boxes across the United States to those families that are facing food insecurity. What happens next? What are our food pantries, our food banks going to do? I talked about it yesterday with Sherry Tussler, Executive Director of the Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee. Although they're in Milwaukee, they serve the state. And I started off by asking her, how big is the demand today in light of our stage in the pandemic regarding food insecurity and families that are in need?
Well, we were successful here in Wisconsin in leveraging 35, 36 truckloads per week, and they were being distributed across the state of Wisconsin to hunger relief organizations who previously did not get access to the commodity programs. And you're right, there was a lot of Wisconsin dairy in those boxes. There was an opportunity, I think, to get food to people in need in a pre-packed box. And that program is supposed to end at the end of May without any planned replacement program.
And so there is no new mechanism right now to offset that loss. Tell me about the need, Sherry. Is the need still there?
Oh, yeah. You know, semi-loads full of food are being distributed in on a drive-through basis in towns all over the state of Wisconsin. La Crosse, Green Bay, Washera, Kenosha, you name it. And those groups are going to see a sudden loss or drop off of food and really no alternative to meet the charitable demand that the emergency food programs have been meeting over the course of this pandemic.
Now, are you hearing anything, be it state, federal, or otherwise, as substitute programs or new revisions of a program to fill that gap that the Farmers to Family Food Box program created?
Well, we had an idea ourselves, and we've been elevating it consistently to our elected officials, and it's called the Badger State Box. And that would be a provision where we would actually budget for the purchase of Wisconsin products from small family farms and farm cooperatives, smaller food producers, and spearhead the purchase of their products that might otherwise be wasted, or help them get through the pandemic on an economic level, place those items in a box, and deliver them to those same communities across the state until this pandemic is over with.
How is that being received at the State House? They've got a lot of bills that they're rolling through now. How is this one finding favor?
So far, we're hearing positive things from both sides of the aisle, but we're still looking for someone to introduce it as a measure. And it's important that if there are farmers out there listening, that they should contact their elected official and say, what is going on with that Badger State box? Because this is really a program that's going to help farmers as well, and it's going to help the dairy industry, Wisconsin pork, Wisconsin beef, fruits. There's a lot of help that could be needed and should be addressed at this point. So contact your elected.
What kind of money are we hoping would be invested if we get something going, Sherry?
We could easily spend $20 million more per year. Right now, the governor has something in his budget, $20 million over the biennium for what he calls food banks, and that's really not a solution. We need to fine-tune that idea and say this is about Wisconsin farmers, Wisconsin food producers. We've got to buy from those groups and get that food to the hungry, but the primary piece is an economic driver and not a charity initiative.
Now, is this Badger food box that we're suggesting here with that, that's not something that you'd limit to just the Hunger Task Force. You're proposing this as literally a statewide idea, correct?
Absolutely. There are 124 member organizations of the Hunger Relief Federation of Wisconsin, and they are small pantries, large food banks dotting Wisconsin. They're all independent, they're free, and they're local, and they're making sure that hungry people in your town are being fed.
And it's not just the voice of the farmers calling their elected officials. Of course, that's critically important, but it's also those farmers, those food processors, those cheesemakers, etc., contacting their professional associations to leverage some power at the Madison Capitol.
Absolutely. We know that there are lobbyists in place with those associations, and those lobbyists should be called upon to do their jobs and make sure that we budget some money for the purchase of Wisconsin-based products and that we target those small businesses and family farms.
This is the reality we're facing now, folks. That's Sherry Tussler, Executive Director of the Hunger Task Force, headquartered in Milwaukee, but as I said, helping people across the state of Wisconsin. The USDA Farmer-to-Family Food Box Program, gone, with no replacement in sight. Sherry Tussler and others involved in serving those communities, proposing that Wisconsin create a Badger Wisconsin food box that basically would take its place, but they need money. And they need someone to introduce the bill to get that going at the State House. Call your elected officials and bring the conversation up. Call your associations and professional affiliations and have them get started as well. Sherry Tussler, Executive Director of the Hunger Task Force.
Everyone at the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board lives and breathes Wisconsin soybeans and can be your knowledgeable ally in the field and at home. With important grower alerts, timely production advice and industry news, and expert-generated grower research, we are the resource to help your crop and business thrive. Stay in the know and connect with the Wisconsin soybean community by finding Badger Bean on Facebook or by visiting badgerbean.com.
The dairy markets continued to sell off yesterday in light of the Farmers to Families food box program going away. Barrel cheese dropped 2.25 cents to 165¾. 40-pound block cheese down 2 at $1.74. Double A butter remained unchanged at $1.87¾ per pound. In overnight trade this morning, May milk up 12 cents right now at 18.62. June milk closed 37 cents lower at 18.58. As far as the grain trade's concerned, December corn, that's up a penny right now at 5.13. November beans up about a nickel at 12.73. The July wheat currently 2 cents lower at 6.53¾ on the day. Speaking of the day, don't forget, if you want to follow along throughout the day on all the news that is being generated regarding food and fiber production in Wisconsin, follow us, Fabulous Farm Babe, on Facebook, or you can go to MidwestFarmReport.com. I always encourage folks to sign up for our daily e-newsletter, or also make sure that you're subscribing to our podcast. Sometimes the conversations that we have on the radio have been abbreviated compared to the full version, if you will. You can find all that at MidwestFarmReport.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
You rarely think about it, and it often goes unnoticed until your basement or building floods.
A reliable sump pump can be a lifesaver, preventing flooding by detecting water levels and pumping the water back outside, away from your home or business. If your sump pump isn't functioning, contact your friends at Benjamin Plumbing. They can replace your existing sump pump, floats, and check valves. They'll even upgrade your current system to include a battery backup system. The battery makes sure your system continues to work in the event of a power outage. Away from home, receive pump activation alerts on your smart device. Enjoy peace of mind and improve the value of your property with an upgraded sump pump from Benjamin Plumbing.
Hi, Dale Benjamin with Benjamin Plumbing. When we say your plumbing problem is fixed, we mean it. No excuses. I guarantee it. Contact Benjamin Plumbing at BenjaminPlumbing.com.
Now you've got a friend in the plumbing business.
Benjamin Plumbing.
There have been multiple instances of scammers impersonating Madison police officers and detectives. A 27-year-old man told officers he was contacted by MPD officer Rick Foster, and the caller ID displayed the MPD North District's main number. The victim was asked to send money through a money app. The victim later confirmed with MPD that this was a scam and nobody by the name of Rick Foster is employed with MPD. These types of calls are scams with people impersonating the authorities and conjuring up different schemes to fool people into giving them money. Remember, scammers can spoof your caller ID. Please visit the Federal Trade Commission Consumer Information website for more details on these types of scams and steps you can take to protect yourself. If you have any information regarding similar scams, please contact Madison Area Crime Stoppers at 266-6014 or on the web at p3tips.com. Individuals contacting Crime Stoppers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a cash reward.
Connecting producers and consumers one story at a time. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Are you a little bit more optimistic about what you're going to get a chance to do this summer versus last? We're hearing more about, for example, June dairy events coming back online. Next week, we'll bring you an update on what many county fairs are planning for this summer. World Dairy Expo, stick it around, and don't forget about Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Those are just a few of the summer staples we're looking forward to. And you know what? At many of those events, the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Spudmobile would be present. That was off the road in 2020 in light of the pandemic, but according to Dana Ratty with the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers, they're planning on that moving billboard being back on roadways all across the state of Wisconsin, trying to educate consumers about the valuable potato industry. She explains a little bit more on why using the Spudmobile in light of the pandemic and even after we're all vaccinated gets to be a little problematic.
So it's great to be with you, Pam, and appreciate the time here and to talk about our Wisconsin's traveling billboard is really what it is. So the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association Promotions Committee back in 2014 debuted the Spudmobile, which is basically an RV that we transformed into a traveling billboard and a mobile education unit. So on the inside, instead of finding a bed, bathroom, kitchen like you would in a normal RV, you walk in behind the driver and passenger seats and you basically find 8 different exhibits that educate about different aspects of our industry, 4 of which are digital content in nature. So there's a lot of fun, a lot of games. You can learn about potatoes and recipes and how to make them, the varieties that we grow in the state, the nutrition value, how our growers are stewards of the environment and how they grow your food and produce your food. We walk you through how potatoes get from the field to your plate so you can understand that process. And we can actually take you through one of our interactive maps. We can actually take you to the growers' farms, which is really cool. So we have, we can show you a map of where all of our growers are located. We can show you where the seed potatoes come from compared to the fresh and processed potatoes that come more from the Central Sands area. We can take you to an actual farm and show you pictures of the farms, of their teams, of the growers themselves, what they produce besides potatoes. So often you'll find corn, soybeans, beans, peas, peppers, cucumbers, carrots, the possibilities are endless. We show you videos so you can sit there and watch a movie of different aspects of our industry. We also have some fun facts. So there's a lot of different ways that potatoes are used that people don't necessarily think about. And we also take you through the history of our organization and of our industry. So you can look back at how things were done years ago compared to how they're done now. And then we also have, last but not least, which is a huge hit, we have an interactive touch table, which is like a big, huge TV screen laying on its back, and it's a touch screen, so you can play different potato-related games on there, which is super fun, especially for all of the kids and schools that we visit that come in. So that's basically our vehicle in a nutshell, and there really haven't been too many events over the last several years that we haven't been to, but it's a great way to help people experience potato growing and farming without having to be a farmer, or in some instances when they can't actually visit a farm physically, this is a great way to show them how their food is produced. And it's a great way for us to have a one-on-one conversation and really educate people about our industry.
Well, and I love the fact that there's usually a grower right there too. If you do have some additional questions, they'll give you the practical side of things. But like you said, everything's so hands-on. Before the pandemic, Dana, how many people were generally going through the Spudmobile?
Well, I can tell you that we were averaging 100 events a year. So when you add up the fairs that we would go to, the sporting events, the schools, basically the visitors that were coming through pre-pandemic were in the tens of thousands at least. We've had the vehicle since 2014. Like I said, we visited Farm Tech Days. So at all of those events, there's a huge amount of traffic and people that really are curious about it. And because there isn't anything else or wasn't anything else available that is similar in nature, where people can actually walk through and play games, they were really curious. And so we've had a great amount of traffic since the vehicle debuted. We're very grateful for that.
Well, and now, like we said, you're trying to get it back out on the road. Give us some of the protocol that you are trying to adopt. And like we said, everything is still revolving about around the pandemic and numbers, but trying to get the wheels rolling again on the Spudmobile. Tell us how you're trying to do that.
Yeah, so we are still taking event requests and we're still scheduling into 2021. And so this is kind of our slower time of year. You know, January, February, March is a little iffy because of the weather. Many times there isn't just too much going on. But especially because of the pandemic, we took a little bit of a halt and just really evaluated how we could allow people inside the vehicle with all of the hands-on exhibits and keep things sanitized and clean. Obviously, a lot of the events that we even had planned in 2020 canceled on their own as we were discussing some of those protocols. So going into 2021, we are scheduling events and happy to have a conversation with anyone who's interested in having the Spudmobile come and visit your school or your event. But we're also monitoring COVID. So while we are further along with vaccines and there's maybe a little bit more of a light at the end of the tunnel, we still don't know what's going to happen in the next few months, right? So we're still gauging things and talking about how we can keep everybody safe if we allow people inside. If we don't, if we schedule an event for you and for whatever reason we aren't able to allow people inside safely, then what we have done and what we talked about doing and we're very happy to do is still bring the Spudmobile to the event, set up a table outside under a tent or under the canopy of the Spudmobile, and basically hand out some brochures and hand out some POP materials and some gift items for you, pens, pencils, you know, that kind of a thing that are really fun, and still have a conversation with you about the industry. And as growers are available, we're of course approaching the planting season here, so it'll be a little bit more difficult for them to get away. But as we get into the summer months, you know, we're looking forward to bringing them back as they're comfortable as well, and really having conversations, face-to-face conversations with the consumers who are buying their food. So that's basically what we've talked about doing, and our schedule is getting more full as we get further on into 2021 here. But happy to have that conversation, of course, with anybody, Pam, and that's basically been our train of thought so far as we enter a new year.
Dan Aratti along with us from the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers. If you've never seen the Spudmobile, hopefully you get a chance to lay eyes on it again this year. What can people do, Dana, if they'd like to secure an appearance from the Spudmobile, or maybe another area of agriculture or the food industry wants to actually partner up as kind of a sponsor of the Spudmobile?
So we have an online event request on our consumer website, which is eatwisconsinpotatoes.com. Everything is spelled out. And you can go to the tab that says Spudmobile, and you scroll down on the page. You can see everything the Spudmobile is about. You can see pictures. You can see some videos if you care to watch it in advance. And you can just fill out that event request form on the website there. It comes right through to us. We take a look at it. We compare the date that you're asking for on our calendar. We get in touch with you. And we basically start working out the details for a successful event from there.
Excellent. Dan Aratti along with us. A great thing to look forward to in the summer of 2021. Get involved. Or better yet, have the Spudmobile get involved. Spudmobile get involved.